A contracting loophole denies small business the chance to land subcontracting opportunities with the Department of Defense. The Comprehensive Subcontracting Plan Test Program removes the requirement for prime DoD contractors to report their small business subcontracting plans, and that leaves them without incentives to meet their small business goals. Charles Tiefer is a law professor and contracting expert from the University of Baltimore. He says it's time to end the 25-year-old test program. Professor, it's great to talk to you again. Thank you for coming back on the program today.
I love your show.
Thank you very much for the kind words, Professor. What specifically were you looking at here when you took a look at the Comprehensive Subcontracting Test Plan program, sir?
Well, you got to admit, it's a test program that's going to be tested, and it's 25 years old. This has clearly survived because it has powerful friends. And in this case, it's big business, big contractors who don't want to be bothered with having to subcontract to small business.
You looked at the Comprehensive Subcontracting Test Plan Program. What did it look at? What did it look like when it started, and how has it changed over the years, Professor?
Well, it started out as an idea that what it provides is for a large government contractors, instead of having to file the studies, file the forms for each contract for how their subcontracting is going, how much they're trying and how they're doing. Instead, they can do one annual report for the company-wide basis, and that way they wouldn't have to take the trouble to single out each particular one. And also, when they apply, when they make proposals for new contracts, they could just say, "Well, here's our comprehensive plan for across the nation," and that would spare them again having to detail the efforts they'd put in. So it looked like it was going to save them, and I'm sure it has. Both the paperwork is what they would say, but also because it reduces the visibility, it reduces the amount of effort they actually have to put in to get small business subcontracting.
The Government Accountability Office looked at this program about a decade ago, Professor, and you've reviewed that work, I'm sure. What's changed in the interim 10 years between when GAO looked at it and your most recent examination of it, sir?
We keep waiting for it to prove itself, and it doesn't prove itself, and it's been a rough period for small business, and you have to ask yourself, and this is one of the answers, as to you ask yourself, why has it been so rough? We went through a period during the peak of the Iraq War, and also even when the Iraq War had peaked, continuing with the Afghan War, in which defense contracting recovered. This was also combined with the post 9/11. Mobilization recovered from the slump after the end of the Cold War, and so defense contracting is doing great, and the big contractors are doing great. And you'd think during this time period that the small business subcontracting would be doing well also, but by all reports, it's not. And so you ask yourself, why did that happen? How did that happen?
You wrote this opinion for the American Small Business League, and you sum it up at the beginning of this piece with two pretty simple points. One of them, you write, CSPTP.
Yes, the jawbreaker. Go ahead.
Reduces vital opportunities for small businesses and has a background of doubt and criticism. Now, you've outlined the doubt and criticism so far. Do we have concrete examples of how it reduces small business opportunities, or are we just going on what we've seen with the larger companies and how it's potentially blocked out small businesses?
One of the unfortunate things about this program, about this lifting of the requirements, is that it puts in the shadows what's going on. It's not like you actually can see how the company-wide studying and company-wide reporting is reducing those offers. You don't see what's being done. You do see a pool of small business that's not getting the contracts it would like. I might say I was took a while. I was a in a half break from being a professor at the University of Baltimore Law School. I was commissioner on wartime contracting in Iraq and Afghanistan. I went over there, and I was not happy to see that there wasn't the kind of small business subcontracting to American companies you'd expect. Instead, the subcontracts went to Kuwaiti companies, why our war money, war tax money, and so forth should go to Kuwait? That was an example to me of how the opportunities are lost.
There potentially is a logistics issue there. I imagine that to get Kuwaiti companies might be easier to get them into Iraq than to get them from the United States. But I guess that gets at the whole subcontracting issue that you're talking about here. If the large companies are going straight to the local companies, is that kind of the crux of the issue as you saw it when you were on the Commission on Wartime Contracting?
Well, Kuwait is not much of an agricultural place, so if it's talking about food, having a Kuwaiti are just middlemen, the same as an American company can be a middleman. They weren't producing in Kuwait for consumption in Iraq, and what I saw is that our large contractors, that was Halliburton KBR, but there are large contractors who do construction, for example, which KBR doesn't do. They just as soon not bother to use American subcontracts if they don't have to. They can strike better deals from their perspective with foreign companies, and so they do that rather than they don't want to buy America is the short statement. They don't want to buy America.
This program is interesting to me, Professor, because not only are you and American Small Business League and other companies that are small businesses potentially being shut out of these Pentagon deals opposed to this, the Department of Defense doesn't want it to continue. And so it seems to me that puts the focus of this on Congress to either sunset it, as you've suggested in your opinion, or to give good reasons why it should continue after 25 years. Am I on the right track there, do you think, sir?
Well, I got to tell you who the friends of the program, this test program are, and that they're going to, the large contractors know how to work politically. I'm telling you something you don't know. And the way that they sell it is they say, oh, this will be a small business reform. I've seen it on a list of Republican reforms for small business. It might get folded into the defense authorization as a supposed reform for small business. And I don't mean to blame one party or the other. If there's one bipartisan bill on Capitol Hill, it's that defense authorization. So they both pocket the members on both sides of the aisle, pocket the donations from large contractors, and then if asked, say, oh, this was a pro-small business reform. Yeah.